Well, hello there. This is the eighth call for our Breathe series. It was really interesting. I was originally going to do this two Mondays, and this is now day eight, so here we are. It's truly a movement of spirit, and I am always surprised, even after all these years, at the evolution of how spirit rolls out the lesson. And as I looked over the calls, there's no agenda. And for the first time ever, I've given myself the grace of just allowing myself to come and sit. So I have not even pre-prepared notes other than I know what the breathing exercises are. So it has been very interesting. And this morning as I was in my preparation, one word kept coming, and that word was allowance, allow. And I know that Spirit will be with us this morning quite vibrantly, because when I get one word, usually that is the signal that we will be talking about that one topic or that one word. And somebody has something to say about that. So I am going to allow myself to be the channel and say what comes as it comes. So please join me in breathe. My name is Mercedes Warrick. I am the spiritual intuitive and author of the Soul and Fire Tune-Up. You can reach me at or visit my website at MercedesWart.com and reach me, Mercedes at MercedesWart.com. It is my pleasure to be here with you, and spirit is flowing. That is the language of spirit that flows through me. I always enjoy when I kind of get into this state of free-flowing because there's usually something very poignant that's going to come through. I would just ask that as we are doing the exercises that you work to your own condition. If you are pregnant, please be careful. No twisting, turning, pulling the belly button in and out, which we do towards the end of the practice usually. The name of that breath is called fire breath. And this breathing is, these breathing exercises are exercises. If you have a condition of mental illness, always please visit a physician and get their opinion and their advice and their, I guess, approval before you start, because this is shifting. We're shifting into a state of peace. We're shifting into a state of allowance. That's the word for the day. We're shifting into a state of being with Holy Spirit. Please honor yourself. Taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the nose. In through the nose and out through the nose. And in through the nose and out through the nose. Resting here for a moment. Scanning your body from head to toe, toe to head. Any place where you feel tension, just breathing in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. In through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, I'm actually exhaling, imagining that all the tension is releasing out your fingertips and out your toes. Allowing yourself to enter your achievement sanctuary, your special place, your sacred sanctuary within the inner self, within your inner being. And today I am going to ask you to close your eyes. Feel the inner sanctum, the inner place of peace and creativity. Just continuing gently to breathe in and out through the nose. Oops, sorry. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And very gently begin to release tension by breathing in and out, starting at the bottoms of your feet. Exhaling to release any tension. Couch, your knees, your thighs. Inhaling and exhaling. Your torso, your lower belly, the hips, your lower belly. Exhaling, upper belly and chest. And exhaling, shoulders and neck. Elbows, forearm and fingertips. Face, your jaw, your cheekbones, your forehead, your ears, smile. Your crown. Bringing one hand to your chest and the other one to your diaphragm just above the belly button. Bearing witness to yourself. Is the chest moving more prominently than the stomach, or is the belly moving more prominently than the chest? What we want is the belly to be moving more prominently. So slowly and consciously bringing yourself into remembering breath, in through the nose and out through the nose. And consciously moving yourself down into the space of your creation. Moving back to using a full and total lung capacity. Let's just gently, if you're pregnant, please don't do this, but let's just move our belly button to the spine and sort of massage that lower lung a little bit. Very gently pulling the belly button to the spine and then releasing it. Moving at your own pace, your own rhythm. Not dynamic at all, just very gently. Now releasing yourself back to remembering breath. And feeling that energy of life, the chi, being stimulated from the belly. And releasing your hands now, putting them down, palms facing upward. continuing to stay in remembering breath. Resetting the rhythm of your life through pace breathing. Inhaling, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 2, 3, 4. And holding, 2, 3, 4. Inhaling, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 2, 3, 4. And holding, 2, 3, 4. Do a couple more at your own pace. Inhaling, 2, 3, 4, and hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, and hold, 2, 3, 4. And gently bringing yourself back into remembering breath. A couple of long, deep inhalations. Hold up at the top of the inhalation just for a moment and then exhale. Normally and naturally. Deep inhalation. And holding just for a moment at the top and exhaling normally and naturally. Inhaling deeply. Holding up at the top, exhaling. Inhaling. And exhaling. Back into remembering breath, your normal natural breathing. In through the nose and out through the nose. You know, rubbing your hands together. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. And just stopping for a moment and feeling the energy in your hands. You can actually pull them apart just slightly and be a little bit more building sensitivity to feeling the energy. Rubbing your hands together, my hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. And now bringing your hands to the left side of your body, the stomach. filing into the stomach, thanking it for all it does for you. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, filling the stomach with love and light. Feel any tension in your stomach. Breathe in and exhale through your fingertips and toes, using the sigh of release to release any tension. Okay. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. And now bring your hand to your lungs. And actually moving your hands up and down to get the whole total spectrum of the lung organ. Top and bottom, middle, thanking your lungs for all that they do. And resting a moment. Feel any tension in your lungs, inhaling and exhaling. Filling your lungs now up with love and light. Rubbing your hands together, my hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. And now bringing your hands to your kidneys. Thanking your kidneys for all that they do. Feel any tension in your kidneys, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, a sigh of release, imagining that that tension is releasing through your fingertips and toes. And back into remembering breath, filling the kidneys up with love and light. Now bringing your hands together, my hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. And now bringing your hands to the left side of your belly button, to the liver. Thanking the liver for all that it does. Smiling into the liver. If you feel any tension in your liver, inhaling and exhaling, releasing the tension out into the world so that it may be transformed by Mother Earth and become love and light. Breathing in and out, filling the liver with love and light. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. And now moving your hands to your heart. Filling your heart up with love and light, smiling into your heart, thanking your heart for all that it does. Resting here for a moment. Allowing yourself to be filled with love and light. Allowing yourself to be in a space of floating in the essence of Chi, the essence of the eternal God Self. And through the breath, feel the rhythm, and through the light, feel source. Now, rubbing your hands together, my hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am, and bringing them now to your face, covering your eyes, breathing in love and light into your eyes. Thanking your eyes for all that they do. Allowing you to see with clarity. Allowing you to see past what's in front of you into the energetic field. Feeling any tension in your body, in your eyes, just using the sigh of release to let it go. Exhaling through the mouth. And breathing in love and light into your eyes. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. Now bringing your hands to your ears, we're opening up the channels of, call it second attendance in spiritual alchemy, and allowing yourself to hear past what is physical into the energetic realm, imagining that the channels between your ears are opening. If you feel any tension in this area, inhaling and exhaling through this mouth, a sigh of release. Opening up the channel, clairaudient channel, eyes of the clairvoyant, my hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am, my hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. Now, putting your hands to your throat, putting the intention that you will speak only through the essences of love and light, allowing yourself to be honest, real, truthful, speak your truth, hear your truth, see your truth, touch the truth. If you feel any tension in these words that I am saying, you can breathe in and breathe out and fill your throat, your larynx, your fifth chakra, your speaking apparatus. Fill it all up with love and light. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. And now bring your hands, you can put them over your eyes again, but mostly over your forehead, opening up and energizing the pituitary and pineal glands, the third eye, the apparatus of the third eye. It allows you to see beyond the physical into the energetic realms. The feeling, the knowing is here as well. Breathing in through the nose and releasing through the sigh of release if you have any tension in this area. Breathing love and light into your third eye. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. And now we're going to put your hands over your head and massage the brain with energy, love and light, and also opening up the seventh chakra, the crown chakra. Imagining that you have a clear channel to the energy of the universal consciousness. Some would call it the Christ consciousness. Others call it the consciousness of the universal all. The consciousness of Great Spirit. The consciousness of your higher source. Actively seeking, actively connecting, allowing that your energetic apparatus and your physical apparatus are clean, the channels are clean, imagining that you can beam yourself and actually plug in like you're plugging into a wall socket. If you have any tension in this area, just exhale with a sigh of relief. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. Just breathing in, my hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. Now, bathing your whole body with this energy, imagining that you're actually bathing your energy self as well, your light body. Your arms, and underneath the armpit, some lymphatic systems there, stores there. We want to make sure that we cleanse that all out. Your back, your buttocks, your knees. You might want to rub your hands together again. And many, many of your meridian channels are going through your knees. Very important to give your knees a little extra tender, loving care. Make sure you get behind them and the sides and the kneecaps. Now just bringing yourself, my hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light, I am love, I am. Placing it on your third chakra, your internal sun, solar plexus, just connecting with that place of power, the inner power. And then on the Yoko Akena, now just rest in the space. You can make yourself comfortable. You can put your hands, palms facing down or up, whichever you are comfortable with. When you put your hands down, it is closing the circuits, which is another way of saying it, storing the internal energy. Hands up is gathering the universal source in this case, and then flowing the energy through. So, every way you feel comfortable. Now this space is a place of having a visitation with yourself. And you can begin your prayer, your conversation with God here. You can have a conversation with yourself, Anonoyoko, that brings you into honesty with self. And it is important that you are honest with where you are at. Happy, yoko, grateful, yena. But be silent so that you are able to feel and be gratitude, be love, be happy, be abundant, be it's in the being that there is allowance. It's in the being that there is surrender. The rhythms of the universe, Yena no Yoko, come in many shapes and sizes, frequencies and vibrations. Your lessons are there. Your joy is there. Your desires and your dreams are there. Oyoko na na Yena anana Yeke na na Yoko. These things that have been presented to you, Ananaroko Ikena, allow you to be in a space of understanding and collaboration and partnership with yourself, to surrender to yourself. Ananaroko Ikena na Ikena. And in this place of the supreme relaxation, Oyoko Yena, you will be able, without any teacher, to come to an understanding of what is your practice, your personal practice, in order to be in collaboration with the universal creator. Allowance is a space of flow. So yo koi kenana ye kanana ye kenana yo koi na. Much of what has been taught here has been for the allowance of flow. Almost like you're floating on a river that is calm. And the golden light can be a place where you get enveloped or blanketed, comforted. And as you put on this blanket of golden light, it is the place of supreme connectedness to your Holy Spirit, to your Holy Source. You would think if there are so many components and so many different words or labels, we would say prayer, we would say meditation, we would say no matter the label, the important part, yeke na 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 yoko, is the understanding of the energy of the space of just allowing yourself to float and to flow in the essence of the universe. Oyokena anana yeke nana oyoko yeke nana niena anana yeko. You took your first breath ononaha yeke nana yeke urokoen, and in this life it was your breath of life. It was the breath of being in this dimension, in this space, yokoena. And as you transform back into your energetic self, at the time of transition, you will take an exhalation of the breath. Those who die a death that is like they're holding on to life, and it, like with their fingernails, the last, not wanting to take that last breath, that breath happens daily as you refuse to release into the holy essence, yoko na 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 na, that's what you desire. Ano yeke, it is the death of your dreams. It is the death of your ability to take a full life. Yeke na 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 yoko, it is the death of the happier spectrum of the emotions. It is a death that you die every day, so or every moment that you. Do not release yourself into the holy essence. So to have a fear of death and then to be having worry or anger or victim mentality, a space of can't or lack, each one of these is like taking your dying breath and in that moment. To have the choice of breath, to have the choice to move your life through this way, is to inhale and exhale. We can feel the tension. To inhale is the breath. It's the breath of life. So we think about the final breath, the final transition, and we, with great sadness, go through the rituals of what you would call death. But you might as well have a death ritual for every time you take a dream and fuel it with worry and lack, as opposed to ananioko, abundance and optimism. Yeke nana oyoko yina. Allowance. Ye nana na yeke nana na yoko leaves you open to the possibilities. Ananioko. Yeke nana ananioko of that which you cannot even imagine. Oyoko yina na hana na yeke nana yoko yina. And that's really what the teachings of these lessons have been. Yano no ryoko is to bring yourself into a space of allowance. Onono ieke. It also, ieke nanana ioko, also brings you into a space of collaboration. Oyoko ena and partnership. Yoko ieke na with the holy essence. Ieke nana ioko ena. Here is where you can place your yoko questions. Ena. And as you rest or float in the light of the golden stream, with great expectations, rest, sit still. And achieve the answers. This stream is not just for this this space or this consciousness. Is not just for the this time on your pillow, in your bed, in your chair, on your mat, wherever you have chosen your sacred space to be. Onono Yoko, in the physical, it is also within you. And as you become sensitive to the golden stream, onono yeke, it may be just a matter of breathing in and exhaling, and have conscious intent to connect to the space that you have learned and achieved. And then you may almost like Mercedes right now is feeling like her shoulders just release. You'll feel down that exhalation. You'll have some sensation in your body to know that you are connected, some feeling. It may be an extreme peace, it may be a lowering of the shoulders, over time you will be sensitive to what this sensation or feeling will be, and then you'll know that that is the right direction or that is the right person to talk with, or you will trust that you should turn right at this moment or turn left at this moment, or just be still and go in no direction because you will have an understanding of the stream and the currents within the stream. And to allow yourself in each moment of living, not each moment on your prayer meditation space, but each moment of living, you will understand. Exhale. See in that second attention of the golden stream, and then surrender or allow yourself to be in a space of, going with the flow. Understand that things may not always work out as you wish or as you think that they should. Trust and faith. That all is as it should be. So now, let's do this again with this new intention, this new light. Yoko eke na, o eke na na ha na na, yoko eke na. Mercedes, suggest at times that when you want to go into the space of the second attention, that you place your hands on your thighs, and that works if you're sitting. It also works because you're not waving your hands or doing something like the funky chicken in front of somebody getting into the getting into the stream, and then people are looking at you a little weird. This is a very subtle thing. It could be just an exhalation. That's why we place so much attention on a sigh of relief so that it allows you to release your body, your mind, and your spirit. And as you inhale, come into that collaboration of all three, and that push you into this stream of allowance of all possibilities. So now let's bring your hands together and rub them together. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. And let's put your hands now to your eyes and over your third eye and your seeing eyes of this sight, of this first attention. And as you're breathing in and out, imagining that you're bathing your whole essence, this is the gateway of the internal knowing. Feeling that golden light now that you've activated through our previous breath work. Sometimes, I actually do this and I put it over my nose. And for some reason, it's almost like I'm breathing in this golden essence of love and light. And I imagine that it's moving all through my body. Let's try that. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. And now just breathe in the energy of that essence. And to me, it actually has a smell. It's hard to describe it, but I can smell the energy, and I pull that energy in through my nostrils and bathe my whole body. And then I do it again. My hands are love. My hands are light. I am love. I am. And I pull it over my nose and my eyes. And I'm breathing in the essence of energy. And this time as I'm breathing in that essence of energy, I'm actually imagining that I'm actually giving myself sort of like this golden halo all over my body, very close to my body, not broadcasting it out into the world like we've practiced before. But this is just like putting a golden halo right around my body. And when I'm here, I also radiate the essence of strength and power. I prefer that to the essence of protection, because when I'm standing in my power, I am radiating the light of God. And I often say to my clients that if I am so filled with God, what can penetrate that is not serving me well? I'm filling myself up with the essence of the all, with the essence of all that serves me, all that loves me, and all that is my divine. Now, this is the active positioning, or the active, it is the active. This is what you walk into your life, walk into your world, walk into your daily living. This is the practice that would sort of fortify you and give you the golden glow, as it were. Now bring into your, just for the purposes of this time and space, rubbing your hands together. My hands are love, my hands are light. I am love, I am. I'm putting them now on your thighs. And floating here, resting here. I'm actually going to kind of leave you in the space today and see how this essence works for you. You will begin to have your own rhythms and your own songs and your own dances and your own visions and your own play and your own creativity and your own inspiration and your own imagination and your own dances and songs and singing and laughter that's in this golden stream. Breathe it all in. Every essence of life. These are the bridges, the streams, the keys. That allow you to flow into your heart desires, your passions, your dreams. Yesterday, Mercedes was saying, let's be a dream catcher. Catch those dreams. When the visions come forward into your psyche, and they fill you with delight, or they blink so fast that it looks like they may be on a fairy's wing, and they make you smile, these are the essences of the golden light. Pay attention, smile, make a heartfelt commitment to fill yourself with love and light. Take in the breath of chi, and then be a dream catcher. Realize every hope, wish, desire, and dream. Know that it is in the stream of the golden light. It is just the beginning. And from there, you'll be inspired. And then your teachers will come. The resources will come. All that you need will come. Within the cycles of the law. Rhythm. Cycles. And the flow of the above, which means that it is also below. And if it is below, it is above. It is just the matter of bringing essence to density and density to essence. And that's what we have been teaching. The essence of the breath is how this begins. It is how you begin to understand the drawing of the light and moving it into the things of your living. We give you great gratitude and thanks for the sustenance that you have provided our precious Mercedes. And we give you gratitude for being of the light, for seeking and being loving beings full of the essence of the holy self. And for understanding the essence of the holy self is the essence of the all. We bid you adieu. And we beam. We beam the great light of source into your being and all there is. May you have a life of laughter and love. And for this we say, and so it is. Taking a deep breath in and exhaling. I love you. Have an incredible incredible experience and play and joy and love and light in the golden essence of Holy Source. Thank you for being here. Walk in love today. Namaste. This recording, this material, is the copyrighted material of Mercedes Ward, 2013, all rights reserved. Be loved today. Thank you.